This was the first BBC session recorded by the animals since the sudden departure of Alan Price. There are many different versions of how a split came about, but this is how Eric Burdon remembers it.
Well, Bob Dylan came into town, and Bob drew a lot of interest and a lot of fans and a lot of groupies around him. And I remember getting a phone call from Alan, you know, when you're supposed to be at a gig, you know. Where are you? Oh, I'm out on the road with Bob. Hey, great stuff, you know. When are you going to come down? Oh, I don't know, man. I'm getting some really heavy input here, you know. Yeah, well, so are we, you know, because we ain't got a piano player. And then the next thing, we were off to Sweden and New Island, you know, supposedly having a nervous breakdown because he couldn't fly or whatever. And we found a replacement piano player in Newcastle called Mickey Gallagher, who, at that point in time, he'd never been on stage before in his life. And we walked on stage in Gothenburg to an audience of 20,000, and that was his first time he was ever on stage. So we pulled through that one, and then eventually Dave Robery came in as a replacement for Alan. But it was the end of the animals, sure.
Well, Dave Robery had clearly settled in well with the band, but Eric Burdon in particular was still dissatisfied, despite their success, with the material that producer Mickey Most was selecting for their single releases. At least on BBC sessions, he could indulge his own tastes.
Well, since my baby left me, find a new place to dwell. We're down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, yeah. I get so mixed up and lonely, wanna lay right down and die. Well, I know it's always crowded, still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Well, I get so lonely, baby. It's so lonely I could die. They'll never get back, and I get so lonely.